Some winters, Lake Winnebago is already dotted with ice shacks. This isn't one of them. Sean Wendt is with the West Shore Fishing Club near Fond du Lac. All he sees is open water. Wendt says club members all have one question.
So when do you think it's going to freeze over? Like, I would know, you know, but, you know, they're just anxious. They want to get out there, and usually in between the holidays here is a good time. People got off of work, and they want to get out there, so they're itching, you know, but there's nothing you can do. You just got to take it day by day and hopefully get some cold weather.
With nighttime temperatures of zero and daytime highs in the teens, Wendt says ice forms quickly. He expects the ice will be safe in time for February's sturgeon spearing season on Winnebago. Ice shanties are out on Lake Hayward, according to Robert Schuster, who manages Hayward Bait and Bottle. Normally, he says ice is thick enough by the end of November, but this year it was slow forming.
It's made it unseasonably slow in the shop compared to, you know, a normal year.
Schuster says ice fishers like to hit the lakes as early as possible because species like walleye move into deeper water as it gets colder. He reminds customers that no ice is safe ice, so they should use the buddy system. Two fishermen died on Sunday after falling through ice on the Glenlock flowage north of Chippewa Falls. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.